The Waupun Common Council this week approved a 2020 budget. Joining us on this segment of the show, Economic Development Director Kathy Schlieve. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. How does the budget impact the tax rate and tax levy?
So the budget that we proposed and that was approved is an increased budget of 3.25% overall to the tax levy over prior year. I mean, are you specifically asking about to the average homeowner, or what would help you?
Yeah, so I live in Waupun. How's it going to impact my taxes?
So as you know, I think you know, Waupun is a split county. It resides in two counties, right? So Fond du Lac and Dodge counties. So the tax rates are different as a result of that. For the average homeowner, what does that translate into for, I'm just looking it up here, for Dodge County, one second. So for Dodge County, it's increasing 2.02%. And so the average homeowner will see an increase of roughly just under $17. And in Fond du Lac County, it distributes differently because our equalized value determines how that split is made. And that increase is up 4.81% or 35 cents roughly per $1,000 of assessed value, just under $50.
All right.
For the year.
What's the big highlight in this budget in your mind?
In my mind, I think the big highlight is we shifted in 2019 to taking on some debt to start to address some of the capital improvement needs in the community, specifically roads. And if you've followed anything related to roads, the cost of construction is far outpacing the rate of inflation. And so we're going to have to use a balanced approach to acquire some debt to really address some of the needs we have in the community. So we did that in 2019. So our one of the main drivers of the increase is the debt service load for the Madison Street construction. But at the same time, we're making a lot of strides towards trying to really identify non-value-added activities and keep costs under control. So some big shifts happened this year in our health insurance benefits for employees. So we moved away from the state of Wisconsin plan to a high deductible plan with an HSA funded in part by the city in an effort to really start to still provide competitive benefits, but to really identify and eliminate some costs. So there was about a $22,000 cost savings that came as a result of that. There's other work that we did this year related to lighting efficiency upgrades, which are starting to show some nice cost savings on the utility side of the house. So we're really trying to think smartly about how we move forward. Spending in all areas really were down with the exception of two departments. One related to recreation expenses, and as our pool continues to age, we're seeing some increased costs to maintain that facility, so that is reflected in the budget. And the other area where we saw a departmental increase was in fire, and that relates to we brought in a contracted service for testing of hoses, which needs to occur to ensure we're meeting standards.
All right.
But that's a paid service where previously we've done that with volunteers, but that's becoming increasingly difficult. So we need to make sure we're maintaining the equipment.
What's the story about the use of ATVs and UTVs on city streets?
Sure. So the council's considering an ordinance. What they ended up doing on Tuesday evening is they've got a draft ordinance. There was quite a bit of deliberation about the ordinance, and they ended up with several failed motions. They were split votes, and the mayor ended up voting no in all of those cases. The final motion that was made was to advance The failed motions all were suggesting that the first reading of the ordinance be waived and that the ordinance move to full adoption and that those failed. So the mayor ended up supporting a motion that did not waive the first reading, but moved to consider the second reading, which would occur on December 10th. And the whole idea is to give citizens more time to provide feedback to the elected officials so that they can make their final vote. So still in consideration, but no final determination on it.
All right. Director of Economic Development in Waupun, Kathy Schlieve. Kathy, great to have you on the program. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.